Speech Radio with a whiff of sulfur. The James Whale Show on Talk Radio.
Very good evening to you, the James. Right, okay, let's get on to this then, Johnny. Love Island's your favourite programme, so let's not try and.
Is it?
Well, I think it is.
At the moment.
Yeah. So I've noticed Trevor Houlihan, who's listening to the programme, says things are rather quiet on Twitter about Celebrity Big Brother.
It's an interesting one, this series, because Love Island, for the first time, has kind of really spun out of control, where even now, 2 weeks on, people still only want to know about Love Island and the latest going on. So Celebrity Big Brother needs to obviously compete with that. In January, we had Kim Woodburn, and Kim was very outspoken. She had her own little gifts, and people wanted to see what she was like and the things she said, whereas this series, nothing much has really happened. I mean, the big thing really is Sarah Harding having her little meltdown.
She's as dull as...
Who had the meltdown?
Sarah Harding.
Sarah Harding. Oh, right.
Miss Talentless from Girls Aloud.
Hmm. Exactly. But they've all not really got much talent, and I'm very surprised. I'm just looking at the betting, and usually the reality stars do really, really well.
Yeah,
and
yeah, because they've got the followers.
Sam and Jordan and Gemma, they've got big followings. Mm. They're very current. They're on other reality shows at the moment. So I thought they'd bring their audience along. But it seems to me that Sandy Boggle from Gogglebox is favourite to win. And then looking at the other end, Marissa is favourite to go this week. Obviously, Sean put her up on night one. And she has got this little relationship with Jordan going on. But does it actually mean anything?
No, no. They're dull.
What about Helen Lederer? How's she doing?
Helen Lederer. Yeah. Not Leatherer.
Interesting one.
Yeah.
Helen's not done anything.
No, not a thing.
She looks kind of zoned out a lot of the time. She doesn't actually.
That's
know
her look
what's
anyway.
Going on. Mm.
So you see, the thing is, though, as I can testify, they don't show everything that goes on. They just show what they think will get the biggest reaction.
Yeah, they edit it.
And I'm sure some things that probably go on quietly. You know, there was an enormous amount of fascinating discussion in the bath that went on while I was there. Yeah.
What, you
well, you always said that Bear was a really interesting character, that you had really nice chats with
him.
He likes Bear.
I liked Bear.
He hates Big G.
After I don't even speak about that. Right. Flipping heck.
He can't stand it.
Did you see, have you seen the boxing match between him and Lewis?
No, I haven't. I saw some pictures afterwards, and the obviously the Twitter outburst from it.
I've got the video if you ever want to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I can't believe that Derek Acora hasn't featured more, because he must have brought back Jade or done something
he
like that.
He did do something like that, didn't
well,
he?
Well, no, he was. They said he would, but he hasn't, has he?
Derek's an interesting one. I know that you know him, but he...
He's not that interesting, trust me.
He's got his own little kind of storyline of, oh, he knows how to see ghosts. So he had a task the other night where he moved the 2p coin. But I think there's only so much you can go with that. There's only so many times you can see that. And I think, obviously, with his age as well, that their Channel 5 are going to want to focus on those young people like Gemma and Jordan, who are known for their other programmes.
Talk to me about the most disgusting thing I've ever seen on television for some considerable time. That's that... I've got to be careful, because I'd be so rude about her. That's that American who gabbles. I can't understand a bloody word she says.
Trisha.
Is that her name?
The blonde little one who had a fight with Sam Thompson.
I don't know what she did, but she, what is she? She's some sort of blogger. I mean, what does that mean? Anybody can be a blogger. What does that mean? Yeah.
Literally, anyone can be a blogger, and people have made careers. Look at Zoella and Alfie Doze over here in the UK. They're making millions of pounds in sponsorship now.
Well, do you know how that works, Johnny Seafret?
Why don't you do a blogger?
No, hang on. Why don't you organise one for us, Johnny, and then we'll cut you in?
Yeah.
I like the idea. Yeah,
now, listen, tell me about this... Trish, she is disgusting. I've tweeted out some horrible things about her, and so I thought I'd really wind people up, and so far, they just all agree. No, they all agree. No, everybody says, yes, what a disgusting, how embarrassing for women, makes women look bad and everything else.
Well, she's had 16 cosmetic surgeries, she walks around whinging and very high-pitched, and she's like a high-pitched little girl, and...
But she's not. How old is she?
I don't know.
In her 30s, I would have thought. Terrible cellulite as well.
What she's doing. And, you know, her little relationship with Sam and how much she hates him. She's, like, in her 30s. He's 24. Like, grow up.
So who's the little short guy who got very upset, I was watching the other day, when Karsik, That's not his name either. Come back, Karsik accused him of being racist, and he nearly had apoplexy. But he was being racist. He needed a slap, to be honest.
That is our drive time presenter Sam Delaney's good friend Paul Dunan.
Well, he's a pillock, and if he comes in here in the near future,
Paul Dunan or Sam Delaney?
Well, no, I can just about tolerate Sam Delaney. But the little one, if he comes in here, I will have to have a word with him.
He will come in here.
Will he? Well, I will have to have a word with him. Yeah.
Tell you what, he will. As soon as he's at that house, he will be coming to talk radio. I'll make sure of it.
How's Barry from EastEnders?
We'll try and keep him well away from when we're here, because he is the most obnoxious little pillock I've seen for some considerable time.
His career hasn't gone well since.
Who?
Him, Paul Dunan.
Who's he?
That's the one you're talking
about.
Yeah,
but what's he do? I've never seen
him. Go on, Ash.
Well, he was quite famous in something, and then he won The Jungle, didn't he?
No, he never won The Jungle.
No, he didn't do The Jungle. He did. So he started in Hollyoaks, and he did The Queen's Nose on CBBC.
The Queen's what?
Nose.
The Queen's Nose.
On CBBC?
Yeah, it was a great show. It was about a magic 50p coin. Yeah.
Is he an actor?
Yeah. He made a name for himself on Love Island. Celebrity Love Island in 2006.
That was
and
it.
Kind of became dangerous then and got kicked out for having a massive argument with Lee Ottaway, who was Bombhead. And, he never really recovered. But his big thing was doing Panto, and he swore at the audience and got fired for it.
Right. Well, he's got a real problem as far as I'm concerned. I don't want to ever have to speak to the man. But if I go
on... We'll give you someone else. We'll give you Sean Williamson.
Sean's all right. Yeah, Sean's very nice. But if I go on a bit on the side, I'll have to tell him what I think of him. I just will, because he's just annoying. And that woman as well, the one who's... And the other ones are reasonably boring. The good-looking American guy...
But they are boring.
Chad.
Yeah, just
even his name's
dull.
Boring.
Even
Chad.
His name is... Yeah, you're right.
His Chad.
Name, yeah.
Sounds like one of those Barbie dolls.
My problem with the Americans are that they obviously want to happen what happened 3 years ago with Katie Hopkins and Paris Hilton. So they thought, you know, we need to have that UK versus USA theme. And every single year, it doesn't work. The nominations tonight, all of them were up, other than Brandy, because she was in the private members club.
Has anybody gone yet, or was it the first nomination?
First nominations were just now, and the first eviction will be on Friday.
Because there are apparently only another 2 weeks to go.
Is that it?
When I was talking to one of the producers today, I said, we've only got another
couple
of weeks.
Maybe they've worked it out wrong and they've messed it up.
Well, when
at the end they'll go, we haven't...
It was at the end of the first week, the first eviction when I was on, and it took me ages to make sure I got nominated for eviction because I wanted to be out.
You were very popular.
Yeah, and that's because you
until you got voted out.
Yeah, well, yeah, but that
the
was
people
just...
could only take so much.
Yeah, but that's what I wanted. I have got the record still, by the way, Johnny, for being nominated more times than anyone else.
Well, it's the second time you've managed to mention that in a week.
Well, I know. I'm very proud of it. Very proud of it. Well,
but 4 weeks of the show isn't a lot. And, I mean, that 1 year of Dappy and Lee Ryan, it obviously got extended, but 4 weeks for this series is not going to do much for them.
No. What have the ratings been like?
Ratings have been not that great. Again, especially taking the Love Island, who had 2.9 million at its peak. This went down to about 1.8 million for the opener, and then kind of going around the 1.2 million mark and under.
Will I have to go back in and save it? That's the question. Thank you very much.